take a stovepipe and sit on that and wrap a piece of oily paper around it. Tie a string around it so it can't slip. And then you make up concrete mortar and pour around that stovepipe till you get that 6-inch box full.
I see.
And then it dries, that greasy paper won't let it stick to the stovepipe, so you just pull your stovepipe out. And then you start with brick there and you go out to the top of your house with brick.
I see.
And that's a flue.
Uh-huh. Now, this goes out of, that isn't...
That solid goes on out the top, that whole chimney goes out, it's built from the ground to the above your house.
I see, so...
But a flue is from your ceiling to go out the top.
So that's the first time I ever really understood that. I know there's a difference, but that's...
Well, you see, I had to build them with all my tenant houses, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, I forgot the dimension, but, it's 2 foot between your joists up there. The joists, this thing goes clear across your ceiling, nailed to you, and you make it so it'll go down between them. And then you start with brick and go on out the top of the house, and you get this safer thing as a chimney is, see? Mm-hmm.
What's a smokestack? Where would you use that?
A smokestack is a big round metal pipe. And you build this chimney. They go on chimneys. You build it up above the what they call the breast of the chimney till they start to stemming out for the stem. Then you set that smokestack right over there and put mortar around it and you save brick going on out. Mostly a smokestack is like Mr. Cook over here, sets on a sorghum out pan.
He told me, he mentioned he had an evaporator and he said he kept a smokestack, he doesn't keep it on, he takes it off.
Always when you get to make it.
I see.
Yeah.
So you could use a smokestack on a chimney as long as you didn't have brick.
That's right. On a chimney, I've seen a lot of them, man. When you get above where they start to tapering out to the stem to go plumb on to the top, they just set a smokestack over that and placed around it.
It helps the draw.
And go right on, just same as you build a chimney there.
I see.
And a boiler. Or you fire with wood or coal or something, they all got to have smokestacks. You know, all town you can see big smokestacks everywhere, you know. Mm-hmm. If you go to Birmingham over yonder, down them iron foundries over there, man, to see some of the terriblest smokestacks you ever saw.
Yeah, they really talk about air pollution there.
Yeah, air pollution.
How did you used to build a fire, wood fire in the fireplace? What's the first thing you'd use to build a fire?
Well, you got to have some what we call kindling.
Uh-huh.
Some dry stuff, you know, and split it up right fine. And then, if you want to build it quicker and have your pine knot, set that pine knot afire and put it down there. Put some kindling on it and then start putting your wood on top of that. First thing you know, you got a hot fire.
Mm-hmm. How about light wood? Do you ever use the word light wood?
No, I didn't.
Or fat pine?
Yeah.
Fat pine.
Fat pine.
Uh-huh. And
we generally said rich pine.
Rich pine.
Like I told you, everybody's got a different way, you know. Now it's the same thing, but...
Well, that's what I'm interested in, is the different expressions. And when, what's left after a fire, what do you call that? The stuff that's left after a fire that you have to shovel out?
Ashes. I got a bucket full out there. My grandson taking them, putting them around his fruit trees. That's how to keep the borers out around the bottom, you know.
A
worm will bore in there and kill them if they don't watch, you know.